Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H member Jamison Bell about Little Hands on the Farm and other displays to check out at the fair this week. Well, it's Washington County Fair Week. It's a busy week here in Washington, and one of the exhibits at the fair is Little Hands on the Farm. Can you explain what that is?
So, Little Hands on the Farm is where kids 2 to 10 become farmers at this free hands-on exhibit. They learn the importance of agriculture and how it affects their daily lives in a fun and interactive way. So the kids will grab a basket and apron and then proceed along a path to visit a garden, pet different animals, tour a dairy farm, and play small trivia games, and then visit a store to buy really cool items with the money they earned.
So they get to see where their food comes from.
Yep.
And is this something that you've been a part of in the past? What's it like to see the kids go through it?
So the kids always smile when they come through and really excited to, you know, gather eggs and milk a cow and really experience that agriculture hands-on experience.
And where is this located on the fairgrounds?
So this is located in the little red round barn. It's kind of by the community center. There'll be signs out pointing to the direction to the barn. So.
And are there any new exhibits with this year?
So, yeah, this year we're going to have a grocery store for the kids to buy cool items. And then Wednesday there's a special event for the kids. Since it's Kids Day, they will get to plant their own seed and take it home and watch it grow.
And what time of day is this exhibit open?
So it's open Monday from 4 to 7, Tuesday from 4 to 7, and then Wednesday it's Kids Day, so we'll have two sections that day, one from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., and then one from 4 to 7 p.m. And then our final time will be Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m.
And who's in charge of this? Is this club leaders or 4-H'ers? Who takes this on?
So our club is elite, and it's a group of like 10 to 12 4-H'ers. We have two adult leaders, but it's mostly ran by the 4-H'ers.
And with all of this going on, do you have sponsors that help with all of the exhibits and getting everything together?
I'd like to give out a special thanks to all of our sponsors in the Washington County. We really appreciate their donations. It really helps the kids gain knowledge in agriculture.
And another thing that people can check out, especially if it gets hot out on the fairgrounds, is Dahlmeyer Hall. What is in Dahlmeyer Hall down in that basement section?
So some of the projects include woodworking, photography, gardening, and then everyone gets to see all the state fair exhibits too. And I know all that 4-H'ers put a lot of work and time into their projects, so be sure to stop down Dahlmeyer Hall.
And what club are you in? Are just the Elite 4-H Club, or are you in another club?
So I'm in Elite and then Franklin Cubs.
And what are you showing this week at the fair?
So this week I'll be showing pigs and cattle, and then I'll be taking a self-determined project.
So, is it quite a bit of work to get those pigs and cattle ready?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy showing. It's a lot of fun. And I really hope that kids, if you live in town, still join 4-H, because there's a lot of stuff you can do.
And what's your favorite part of the fair?
I'd have to say my favorite part is showing. I love animals. I love to work with them in the summer. Even though it's a hard work, it's payoff in the end.
Okay. That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H member Jamison Bell speaking about Little Hands on the Farm and other exhibits to check out on the fairgrounds this week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.